Lifestyle Matters, it's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Leanna Wachnik, filling in for Dave Popowich.
I appreciate the opportunity. Nice to be here,
Faisal. Well, thank you for joining us. It's going to be a really good show. We're covering a bunch of topics. Mm-hmm. One, romance fraud.
Mm-hmm. Now, people don't really know what romance fraud is, so this is going to be a really interesting segment.
I think it is. It's going to be a really interesting one. And of course, we're seeing more because of what's happened in 2022 with the markets and everything. Confidence in retirement's dropping. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to be alarmed with how bad the confidence levels are in this country.
I was certainly shocked to hear the statistics, so it is definitely going to be an interesting conversation. We're going to talk to somebody from the Canadian Public Pension Leadership Council about that report.
You had a conversation with a few clients this week about their spending in retirement, mm-hmm. or their spending currently. Mm-hmm. And the questions, you know, do you have enough to retire has always come up. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk about that as well today. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be interesting. Good show.
Sure. But first of all, actually, I know you guys usually talk about the markets a little bit on this, but on this segment, but the interesting thing that I think we've heard this week and I'm hearing from people is a question about what's actually going on. There's a lot of headlines. We've had a lot of economic data in the last few weeks. People are watching the central banks. Maybe from your perspective, can you share with us what is the actual news that people should be paying attention to versus the noise that's out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. When we're looking at the data that's coming out, and like you said, inflation numbers came out in the U.S. and Canada over the last couple of weeks. We're trying to gather what's the next step of the economy. When you start breaking down inflation and the impacts of it, there are a few things that people need to look at. If inflation stays sticky, which we believe there's a high probability of that happening for 2024, then interest rates are going to continue to go up. Now, how many times? That's the big debate. But that also means that there's going to be a slowdown to some degree in the economic growth. So you have to kind of look at that and say, okay, if we're having a slower economic growth, where are the areas of growth in the economy? Because mm-hmm. not all industries are treated equal in any economic situation, mm-hmm. in an expansion or contraction, they all have differing views. So we've been very active this month in the portfolio on our growth side, because we've been shifting around to say, this is where the growth areas are. This is the opportunities over the next 12, 18 months. So let's adjust accordingly. And I think what people are focused on now is just inflation. And they're just looking at inflation equals higher interest rates. That's it. Higher interest rates mean recession. And recession means stock market's going to fall. I think they're making too much of a linear analysis on that. They're not digging in deep to say, hang on, not all companies suffer the same way in a recession. Not all areas are going to be impacted. And I call this the K-shaped recovery. So think of the letter K. You got one part of the K going up and one part of the K going down. There's going to be industries that are not going to do well. Mm-hmm. There's going to be industries that are going to do well, regardless of how bad this situation may be in the short term. So we need to pivot ourselves in our portfolio to accommodate for that type of recovery. It's not going to be all boats are going to be lifted, and it's not going to be all boats are going to sink. So let's look at this as a K-shaped recovery. And I think we're going to head our way that way. I think that's some of the data that's come out is kind of supporting that information.
I think that's a really important point as well, because the market is not a homogenous one unit. Different pieces move in different ways at different times with different stimulus. So the interesting thing about that, and I think what a lot of people don't consider, you know, you hear this debate in the media, are we going to get a soft landing, quote unquote, mm-hmm. for the interest rate increases, be able to maneuver through without seeing a recession or maybe just a very slight technical recession. It's not a will it or won't it a or b scenario. There's a lot of different moving pieces in there. But then the question becomes, how do you actually take that back to your individual portfolio for the average investor? And what should you be thinking about when you're looking at those kinds of scenarios?
Here's what a typical portfolio will look like. We're going to invest for the long term. Let's call it 10 years. We're going to live off of or have some sort of cash flow, meaning dividends. And we're going to protect ourselves because we have that dividends coming in. And I think that can be a big mistake this year, especially. If you look at the dividend paying stocks and how they've performed this year, especially in the US, they've done negative. Mm-hmm. So it's not a dividend story. It's not a cash flow of dividends. And I think that's where part of the mistake comes into play. So positioning your portfolio, looking at it as two different areas. We know we could be in a recession. Let's call it 50 to 60% probability we're heading to a recession. Not a very deep one, in our opinion, but a recession nonetheless. So you have to position the portfolio to be prepared for that. And you also have to be prepared for a 40 to 50% chance of this soft landing. And when that happens, you're going to see this big uptick in the market. Now, that could happen sooner than the declaration of soft landing or recession. But there's going to be that opportunity. And there's areas of the economy, size of companies, the ability to be dynamic and maneuver in your business is where they're going to see the benefits of that. That's the opportunity. So look for the opportunity for growth, but be prepared in the portfolio. If you just have one investment style going in, then you are bound by that outcome. And that could take years for recovery, which when you're transitioning to or living in retirement, you don't have that luxury of time.
Absolutely. And that's something I think a lot of people worry about. I talk to a lot of people certainly who are approaching their sort of 10 years away, 5 years away, and looking at the market's way forever. Or they're looking at the word recession. And that becomes very scary because they assume that means a drop in their portfolio size overall, absolutely across the board. So I guess what advice or what suggestions would you give to people when they're looking at their portfolio, they're maybe 5 or 10 years away from retirement and going, where should I be from an investment perspective? How much risk can I take on? And do I need to worry about recession and inflation for the long term? Is this going to last for the whole of my retirement?
So let me answer that by starting off with our industry does a very good job at making assumptions. When you do a retirement plan or a financial plan, you have to base it under some sort of assumptions. Now, if you're feeling like it's going to be a high inflation period for a very long time, your assumption may be higher for the inflation rate you put in your analysis. If you believe that interest rates are going to be high for a very long period of time, you're going to use that as part of your assumption. So our industry is very good at assuming stuff and building a plan based on those assumptions. So when you are 5 years away, 10 years away from retirement, retirement's not a destination. It's a long-term journey. So you cannot base it upon what's going to happen 5 years from now or what's going to happen 10 years from now. You have to go through a longer period of time. If you're 10 years away from retirement and you have a 25-year retirement, now you're planning for 35 years of your life. Mm-hmm. So start there. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen most likely 35 years out? Best indicator is how the world has been over the past 100 years. And you can start building your strategy in clumps of 5-year increments, declining to today's date. So 35 years out, 30 years out, 25, so on and so forth. When you start building that out, then you run that through every market condition. And then you can say, based on that, what's the probability of success? This is the biggest deficiency in financial planning. They do not look for every scenario that could happen in history. And if it was to happen again, what would be the outcome in my financial situation? Because I'm planning for 30 years out, and that becomes a challenge. And that's what we're going to do at our upcoming seminar. We're going to be forecasting, but talk about how do you protect over all those market conditions at our upcoming seminar on July 25th.
That's right, Tuesday, July 25th, 7 p.m. It's in person at the Hamptons Golf Course. Now, you do need to register. Please go to morethanmoneyradio.com, and we hope to see you there.
When you look at what's happening with the market, let's say in 2022, when you look at inflation, political, economic, all these different issues come up and you need to worry about that. But how do you have that proper structure? But more importantly, how do you build confidence? Let's start with confidence first and then go from there to our seminar. So stay tuned because you want to make sure you don't lose confidence in your retirement. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.